This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And welcome to your Wednesday. Plenty to get to today. My gosh, the Antonio Brown saga has taken another turn, and it turns out the turn leads it directly to Memphis. John Martin, you seem to be the man that uncovered it, and it's what we always say. You can always find a Memphis tie, even
yes.
In the Antonio Brown saga, John.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man.
Here we go.
Yeah, I don't want to take too much credit because the lawsuit, you know, full credit to Brittany Taylor, who is the accuser in this case. I mean, she's not hiding. I mean, everything is out there about her, you know, where she's from, where she lives, what she does.
Right about that.
You know, I mean, there is really nothing that is being sort of withheld in this ordeal. And in the lawsuit, if you comb through it, it definitely does point out that her hometown is Memphis. But, yes, I did not read the full lawsuit before finding out, you know, making the connection there that she's a Ridgeway High School graduate. This is a Memphis story as far as I'm concerned, based on that fact alone. So we will get into that here momentarily. It certainly is a very complicated issue. And Bill Belichick has just had what some people are saying, very tense press conference on the matter. So we will get into all of that here momentarily. At 11:25, we will discuss this story and more with Mark Giannotto at 11:25. He, of course, is the columnist over at the Commercial Appeal and the host of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show from 2 to 4 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. At 12:25, very cool story, I would say, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Taggart, former University of Memphis basketball Tiger. You remember Sean Taggart. I mean, just a terrific, rotation big, you would say. You know, just was a key piece for those Memphis teams.
Game started next to Dozier that last year.
Yeah, he did start.
08,
right.
What is that, 08, 09?
Yeah, with Tyreek. He was good. He was a good player for Memphis. Here only for a short time, but, you know, I always remember Sean Taggart from those teams and those long shorts. That's what I remember about Sean Taggart. He's a tall-ass dude with some long-ass shorts.
What's he doing?
He is back in Memphis, and he is joined up with Collierville Basketball. He is on staff at Collierville Basketball under new coach Scott Robinson.
Okay.
He's an assistant coach, which is kind of like amazing, you know. And I think it's yet another testament to this city, frankly, that a guy who's not from here, he was a transfer, I want to say, from Iowa State.
Where's you know, from originally?
I want to say Richmond, okay. Virginia. Okay. That sounds right to me.
Right. Yeah.
But that a guy from Richmond, Virginia, who transferred into Memphis from Iowa State, can only spend 2 years here on the basketball team, yet find a way, like so many others have, find a way to make this home. And that is just such a cool thing about Memphis that I don't know if it's like that in a lot of other places. You know, Mike Miller did it, for example. You know, Mike Miller was living here after his playing career was over, and he didn't necessarily know he was going to be the assistant coach at the University of Memphis. You know, it's what people do.
It's the barbecue, John. You get your little taste.
It's something.
You can't get it out of you. You want to come on back.
There is definitely something about Memphis that people just cannot leave behind. So Sean Taggart's going to join us in studio at 12:25. We will talk to him about getting into coaching and staying back home in Memphis. So very cool story. We'll do that at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Anthony Sain is going to join us. We will talk to him about the Andre Iguodala situation. We will talk to him about the fact that we're out. I mean, we've been trying to tell y'all that this USA team is just,
man,
they are not going to cut it. They're not going to get it done.
Can't beat Gobert and Fournier.
Yeah, now some people are saying that this is the Boston Celtics' fault because it's a team mostly of Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
So we can, if you want, we can just put this on the Celtics.
Well, I mean, Tatum's hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, just put it on Smart and Brown.
Yeah, I feel a little bit better about putting it on the C's. I mean, how do you expect the C's to contend? They can't even beat France.
Let me tell you who it won't go on. Pop.
Well,
nobody blaming Pop for this.
Dan Wolkin did. Dan Wolkin blamed
him. Oh, that'll be very, very – really?
Yes.
Dan Wolkin criticized Pop.
He said the roster build was absolutely terrible. The choices that were made.
Because, well, did he make all of them?
Colangelo's
still involved on some of them, right? He's the one who told Carmelo no.
De'Aaron Fox basically left the team because Derek White was getting PT, you know?
Could a guy like Carmelo have helped you on this team?
No. But
that's all he's playing for. You understand what I'm saying? He's fighting hard.
You going to start Carmelo?
He's going to give up 25 points, but he's going to score 30 because that's what he's playing for.
It's
FIBA Cups and gold medals.
It's a good question.
Could have had him out there.
But the USA is out, and I mean, they're fifth place? This is embarrassing.
It's the first, like, non-medal finish since 02 or something.
I mean, we're behind in science. We're behind in math to China.
Us behind in the math, thanks.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You helped.
And now we're behind in basketball. What do we have anymore in this country? You know? Jeez.
Are you kidding me? We got Top Golf, John. You talk about it every day.
That's right. We have that. We will always have that. So, anyway, we will talk to Anthony Sain about all of that at 1:25. So that is the show today. Looking forward to it, but the news came across last night, Jason, and you and I texted a little bit about it over the weekend. I pointed your attention to this video that's out there of incarcerated Bob posted, and it's some anonymous person scrolling through a screenshotted Instagram message thread.
I couldn't see anything. It was so dark.
Yeah, it was very dark, and I think that was by design. But it's basically a conversation that Antonio Brown is having with an anonymous party. We don't know who the party is, right? But the subject of the conversation is these allegations, actually. And you can go find the video for yourself. So I think there was an expectation that this would drop at some point, and it dropped last night. The lawsuit was filed by Brittany Taylor, who happens to be from Memphis. And these are just accusations. These are just allegations, and this is not a criminal criminal trial, no question about it. But the details are they're pretty gnarly, you would say. The details are pretty gnarly. I think the one of the more striking things is the text messages that she has, the screenshots of the text messages. Basically alleges that she was watching religious videos on a laptop, and Antonio Brown was behind her and finished on her back. That's the best way I can put it. There's just not a better way that I can put it.
No, not a way that's going to be less awkward.
Well, I mean, would you have liked me to use ejaculated?
What we're not going to do is sit up here and laugh about this.
No, No, it's a very serious matter. You know, it's a very serious matter. These allegations should be taken very seriously. I expect the NFL to take them very seriously.
I'm just saying she's watching a church service, AB.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, man. Wait till after church. Like, come on. This is ridiculous.
They met at Central Michigan. She was a freshman, I believe. He was a senior on his way to the NFL draft when they met. And then she later transferred. She later transferred to LSU in her college career. She alleges that in May 2018, she was his trainer. And she was working with him, and they had a disagreement. They went their separate ways. Eventually, they reconnected, and in May 2018, she alleges that she was raped by Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, the lawsuit is suing for damages related to sexual assault and rape, and that is where we find ourselves in this story.
Okay, and then typically, and I guess this is a point that should be made as well. Typically, you look for these things when you've got a civil lawsuit like this. You look and say, okay, well, were there criminal charges filed? Was there a criminal trial? Was there a police report? And in this case, there was not. And so, mm-hmm. Again, you know, I think if you're an attorney in this, if you're someone looking from the outside looking in, like we are, you've got to look at both sides, right? And so, with Antonio, you're right. Some of that language in there, if you're looking at him, as Barry Jones pointed out this week, if you're looking at him just as a man, right, through the moral prism, right, brother, what are you telling this woman in these texts? Like, set aside what he did or did not do in terms of what he's been accused of, but the way you're talking to this woman in text, you think your kids would approve of this? Do you think your mom would approve of this? None of us do, the way you're talking to that woman. So set that right there. Coupled with, tripled with, quadrupled with what we've seen in terms of his behavior lately, sets you up, brother, for you to, I mean, you're in a position right now where it is not looking good for you. You're in a position where you've put yourself in a position where you're going to be judged based on your recent conduct, and this is going to look like to a lot of people, and AB being AB. You understand what I'm saying? And so there's that. And there's AB, what in the world are you doing? You know what I'm saying? There's also, I think, fair questions to ask about her side of it. Where criminal charges? Are there any? I will never put myself in a woman's shoes and say this is what I would have done, because we can't. We absolutely have no idea. You should never do that. But I think any attorney, any person that's involved, you know, with our legal system is going to say, first question, okay, were there criminal charges filed? In this case, there were none.
Mm-hmm.
And so and again, there, you know, you've got all kinds of. Here's the thing, I give her credit on this to something that you said to open this up. She knew when she made this decision,
yeah.
Right? And her attorney puts her name out there. She's also put herself out to be judged. She's put her name on this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so, look, she's at least she's done that, right? This isn't, you know, she's got enough conviction and belief,
yeah,
that she put her name. Her family's out there now, because you look at her LSU, all their business is out there. You understand what I'm saying? So she must really believe that she's been wronged here. So, again, in this day and age, John, it's almost our jobs this day, this Twitter social media day and age, right, to come down with a take or an opinion or to pick a side. And I would just say you got to be very careful on picking sides. You can see sort of the pros and cons on both here. You got to be very careful about picking sides in this day and age. I know it's almost our jobs.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a you have to wait and see some of this, you know, have some of these questions answered before you make a judgment on which side you're taking, I think is the safe way to go.
For Antonio's part, he is full-throatedly, you would say, denied the allegations. He has denied the accusations through his attorneys, and they have even mentioned countersuits. You know, mm-hmm. So that is how sort of vehemently Antonio Brown's side has denied these allegations. And this stuff will all be, you know, this will all be decided, you know, in a civil court. Who knows?
Right. We can't make a determination. How's that's going to – the question for us is, what does the NFL do?
Exactly.
That's the question
yes,
for us.
Because we're not qualified sort of in any way, shape, or form to know what's going to happen, you know, in that side of it. I don't see a way – I just don't see a way, because especially Brittany Taylor has said in the lawsuit and again this morning that she intends to fully cooperate with the NFL. And that is not good news for Antonio Brown. You know, if you're Antonio Brown, you know, what we've seen from the NFL is that they are willing to put guys on the exempt list,
mm-hmm,
as they investigate things like this. And per the collective bargaining agreement, you do not have to be charged with a crime to be on that exempt list. And I think given his already before all of this erratic behavior, you would say, with the helmet and with the calling the Mike Mayock a cracker,
mm-hmm,
and the cryo chamber barefoot situation, he's already been acting erratic before this. I don't really see a way that he plays for the next few weeks as this gets sorted out.
The only way I think they get to that, right, that they go hands off, we're not putting you on the exempt list, is if they know already and the Patriots know already that they've done their own. Now, I know the Patriots said we just learned of this.
Yeah.
But if, to John, to your point, you talked about how this was sort of trickling out of Oakland and with Raiders, you saw, so is he being extorted? Is something about to come down? What's going? Is a woman about to file something again? So this was out already. I just wonder, in professional sports where I'm sure more of these things happen than we know, right? Mm-hmm. Where some of these don't even see the light of day, right? Because in some of the accusations, right, there is no evidence. And in some of them, there are. And we still don't hear about those either.
Yep.
I'm sure there's those situations that, John, if word could get out to you and to Raiders fans, I just wonder if the NFL did get a little bit of a head start on this, if the Patriots maybe even, through the NFL, whatever, if they know more than I just say, if he's not put on the exempt list, I wonder if they've already looked at this and determined, you know what, we look at these a lot, and we don't think there's enough here to sit him down. Because if we do, and there's nothing, right, he can probably come back through the Players Association, whatever it is, and get us. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm with you. The safe thing for the NFL to do right now, if you don't know that,
right,
if you're the Pats in the NFL and you don't know that, you haven't made that determination, is to put him on the exempt list. Let stuff get figured out here, right? That, because, again, you're in a position where it almost looks like you're backing him, right? If you don't come out and say, with what they've said so far, oh, no, we don't know. It almost looks like you're backing him, allowing him to play.
And I don't think the way that he has carried himself over the last 3 weeks helps him. Now, just because he would call a general manager a cracker doesn't mean that he would be guilty of sexual assault or rape. But I just think that the NFL probably takes that as a whole picture. They have to take things as a whole picture. And I would just say, like, if none of that happened before, right, if that wasn't sort of already on his resume, you know, who knows what happens. But I definitely don't think that helps him. I just don't think it helps him, everything that's gone down in the last 2 weeks.
The timing of it doesn't look good for him. The timing of it looks good for her. That's what I go back to. With everything that he's gone through here, it leads people to make quick determinations. You know what? Again, like I said, A-B being A-B. And so, John, I think it's perfectly fair, just like it is to question his side, to question some things about the timing of this. You know, again, we've talked about her allegations, right, you know, what she's accused him of. He's in talking about counter-suing, he's talked about that she tried to, you know, ask for an investment opportunity of over $1 million. You know, again, questions on both sides where I think you're putting yourself in awfully dangerous territory to start picking a basket of one of these two's basket to get in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's signs on both sides that you know, there's some myth truth here, whether that's through AB, whether it's through her. But John, I do give her, like I said, I give her credit in the sense that at least you ain't doing this anonymously. Like, you believe it enough that you put your name on this, your family's names on it, because that LSU bio that's everywhere, it's got her parents' names on it. And again, are you going to risk doing all that unless you truly believe you were wronged? So again, a lot of questions on both sides. I'm mainly curious right now to see how the NFL responds, because I just got a hard time believing, John, that this stuff was trickling out, that Raiders fans knew it, that something might be coming down. The NFL had no wind of this whatsoever. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't see. Now, again,
and so far they've let everything, you know, they haven't put him on the exempt list.
Drew Rosenhaus went on SportsCenter just a few minutes ago.
I mean, that man right now, the last month for him having to represent this dude, is it worth it?
No. No.
That's what you got to ask Drew Rosenhaus right now.
I mean, first of all, you lost money.
Like, bro, you are working over. You working double overtime.
You lost money by him leaving Oakland. You know, like, you lost money in that transaction.
At least in the short term you have. It looked like probably for the long term, too.
I mean, yeah, this guy's reputation
is. I mean, is this ever going to flatten out if you're playing, you're going through that? Is this ever going to really even out for Antonio and get back right? You make that money back? I don't see it.
To overcome all of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point is it just. You're never, you know, nobody's good enough to overcome all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what is he going to have to do to justify all of this pandemonium, all of this chaos? He's going to have a Randy Moss 23 touchdown type of year, which I'll break the news for you. He ain't, you know, right. He ain't going to have that kind of year. And so Bill Belichick said earlier today at a press conference just a few minutes ago, that he will not be expanding on any of the statements that were already made by Antonio and his representatives. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously all the way through the organization. I'm sure there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into any discussion about that.
Do we think the Pats really had no clue this could come down beforehand? I know AB said pretty much no.
I mean, it happened really quickly. So it's possible that it never came up, you know.
Even with the stuff trickling out that you told me about days ago.
Yeah, I mean.
They don't look into it all. It doesn't get to NFL security Pats security whatsoever.
Do you think?
In terms of looking into this guy that's got so much going on, you didn't look at all.
I mean, I think it's possible that if you're Drew Rosenhaus, how disastrous the exit in Oakland was, do you really volunteer, hey, by the way, we also are going to have a lawsuit about sexual assault and rape coming out in the next couple of days?
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're in the Patriots front office, isn't your job to dig?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is.
And all I'm saying is it took for you and Raiders fans was to know, I mean, y'all knew a week ago that something's probably going to come down. Isn't it on the Patriots to find that stuff out? If you guys know, shouldn't they have known?
But let's not act like people have never prioritized talent over
situations. Believe me, I'm not.
You know what I mean? You can look the other way if you want.
The only question I'm trying to draw from that, John, from bringing up that point is, have they looked already and determined, no, we don't think there's enough here. That's why he's on our team right now. That's why we're going to play him unless the NFL says otherwise. Have they made that determination already?
It would be a quick determination, given that, I mean, he signed 5 hours after he left, you know what I mean? Like, unless that was truly in the works for weeks.
Well, it was in the works, yes.
So then I would accuse the New England Patriots of tampering, and then they'd lose draft picks. You know, so but either way, it's not good for them.
Yeah, a lot of layers to this.
Yeah,
you know what the NFL does.
He ain't suiting up on. I mean, I know he's practicing today, and they've said that if he practices today, he's going to play on Sunday. But I don't. Do you really think he plays on Sunday? Like, they don't need him. You know, they don't need him against it's the Dolphins. You know, do you think he plays?
I mean, Pats may make the decision themselves to just sit him for a week.
Exactly. You know? And just let this stuff get sorted out.
Mm-hmm. You know, rather than leaving it on the NFL.
Throw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I've reached out to Brittany Taylor's attorney, and
like I said, she's put her name on it, name and face and life and legacy and all that.
And David Haas is his name, and he said they will not be doing any interviews right now. But you know, who knows? It could always change. So,
and she's got a gymnastics business here.
She does.
Does she not? Yeah, I think.
Yes. Okay. Yes, she does. So anyway, it is definitely these stories always are. These stories always are complicated. They always are nuanced, and there's layers to every single one of them. But for right now, Antonio Brown is practicing. He's not on the exempt list, and he's facing a civil lawsuit from a Memphian. So anyway, we will keep you apprised of the story of the situation. That will certainly sure to have some developments.
There's always a new turn in this Antonio Brown stuff.
Yeah. So
maybe tomorrow,
when we come back, Mark Giannotto will join us. We will talk to him about the story. We will talk to him about what he thinks of everything Antonio Brown, Memphis football, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support. It's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no interest financing plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world-class, I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Supporting our entire workforce, everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Blast off to the front of the field.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
Great news from Sprint. The wait is finally over. The all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 10 has arrived. Get the power of performance and productivity for 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. That's right. Get the Galaxy Note 10 for less than $20 per month. With its amazing features like intelligent all-day battery and super fast charge, you'll have the power that lasts more than your day with just minutes of charge. But it doesn't stop there. You can also experience the power of the S Pen, which combines air gestures, remote photos, and handwriting to text all in one magic wand. And when you switch, you'll get Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. To learn more about the Galaxy Note 10, visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/galaxynote10, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
$19.79 a month after 1980 monthly credit apply within two bills with approved credit 18-month lease and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines. Select exclusions apply.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
The Fence has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding? Me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Giannotto is a sports columnist over at the Commercial Appeal. You can hear him every afternoon from 2 to 4 on Giannotto and Jeffrey. He joins us now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Not much. Just another day in paradise.
Yeah, so the Antonio Brown story, as we all found out last night, happens to be a Memphis story. Brittany Taylor is from Memphis. She's a Ridgeway graduate. Have you talked to anybody for this story in Memphis, about this story in Memphis? What's the latest from your end?
We have been spending the morning trying to figure out who Brittany Taylor is, I guess, is how I best would phrase it. I don't know if I want to get into too many details now, but I think that's, you know, there's some interesting, I think, details that make this probably even more interesting situation. I hate to be, like, kind of vague.
I
don't
get that. You're reporting.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of it, and you don't want to say something that's not confirmed or whatever. But I would just say it's a fascinating situation in that, you know, I mean, what I found very interesting last night is I found her complaint and the way she came out very credible, but I also found it interesting how vehemently Antonio Brown and his side came out saying this is all, you know, essentially a money grab. I found both of those just the way they both seemed credible, if that makes any sense. And I don't know who I necessarily believe. I think both, you know, it didn't, you know, nothing stood out to me as, you know, this seems fishy. Now, I will say, you know, I have some questions, I guess, is how I would phrase it. Like, the timing is very interesting. And, like, a lot of people are making a big deal about the text messages, and they should because they're vulgar and insensitive. And I can't imagine a rational human being sending someone text messages like that. At the same time, when I read those, if you can get through the just, you know, the awful grammar and the vulgarity, like it's hard. It's even hard to like understand what point he's trying to make. I don't think anywhere in there he admits to sexual assault or rape. It's just he comes off as a bad human being. But I don't think in it he's admitting to anything that would actually result in him being guilty in this lawsuit. Even though the texts are particularly nasty and do not reflect well on him. But at the same time, it's hard to tell someone what they're doing is not not credible. Hey guys, can I call you back in like 5 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm literally in the middle of reporting.
Completely understand.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
Yeah, so that's one of those situations where when you're out there
live reporting,
it happens. You know, I am fascinated to sort of, you know, and I don't know, it's always a little bit of a juxtaposition, right? It's like, do you really, is it finding out who Brittany Taylor is? Like, you know, it's dicey, like, because she's an accuser of a sexual crime and rape. And like, it's just always, it's always sort of treacherous as to how you go about covering stories like this.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Yesterday, and look, this was gonna get out one way or the other, you see it on Facebook. But I wondered, when we're talking about covering this story, typically, if it's a criminal case, right, what do? We give the alleged victim, right? Mm-hmm. We give them the privacy, all that stuff. We respect it. In this sense, where it's a civil case, I got to say that when I saw last night, and you had let me know before you tweet, but we put out that she's from Ridgeway.
Yeah.
Is it different in this instance? Because then once, you know, it's a frenzy. Once we know where she went to high school, well then that she's from Memphis, you can find her pretty easy. And do we just take that privacy that we sort of give on the criminal side of this? Is it different? When again, to the point though, the attorney is the one that put her name out there. Like that's why I'm giving them credit. It makes you look more credible.
Yep.
But when we start tying her, oh, she's Memphis, she's Ridgeway, I just wondered again, what there's a definite difference there with how we treat the two differently. And
yeah.
So anyway, but like to that point, John, it's going to get out that she went to Ridgeway, and we'll find out that, you know, this girl's been at Central Michigan and LSU. All that gets out when you put your name on it. But yeah, even that decision, because again, everybody jumps right in and all of a sudden we know everything, or we're trying to find out everything about this girl.
Yeah, like
this woman, excuse me.
If you go to TaylorGymnastics.com, the address, and again, this might be the address, I just never have seen an address like this, listed on the website is 12345 Hacks Cross. You know, like, is could that really be an address? 12345?
No, can it?
I don't know. Maybe she changed. Maybe it was changed in the wake of the story, and you're worried about that. We got Mark back on. Mark, you on?
Yeah, sorry about that. There's just, you know, I'm in the, you know, when you're in the middle of something, and then you wait. It's like reporting. You wait like 2 hours, and then of course the thing you're trying to do happens in the middle of something else.
Well, don't go to don't go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Hacks Cross.
What's that?
I said, don't go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Hacks Cross. John said that's he was just looking while you're gone. John was looking to see where her business is, and it's listed as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Hacks Cross, which I don't believe is an actual location or address.
Yeah, so I can confirm to you that we went to that address this morning, and it does not exist.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's part of this, I think, you know, because I think in the lawsuit it lays out, you know, this business that she has, and she has more than 50 clients, and, you know, maybe that's accurate. I don't know, but I just know the address she lists on her business's site is not an actual address. There's not a gym at that address.
Gotcha.
I guess how I would phrase it.
Yeah, once upon a time, and I'm not comparing the situations, but Reach Your Dream Prep. Like, there was an address for Reach Your Dream Prep, and there was a website, but the website was never completed, and there was no, like, the address led you to, like, some, you know, church in the middle of nowhere, you know? So you always have to, like, raise an eyebrow when you see stuff like that. I mean, it's just fair. Like, it just, like, a business address that doesn't exist. Like, that's just weird. That's strange.
Yes. And especially because, I mean, part of her lawsuit is explaining this business that she started and sort of who she is. And so, I don't think necessarily because she does, the address on the website
right.
is not an accurate address doesn't mean, like, her allegations, I don't think that necessarily means her allegations are not true, you know? Like, I don't think necessarily they're connected, but it does, you know, as you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's, it does make you wonder, you know, like I said, we've been spending the morning trying to figure out who is this, you know? And so we shall see. It sounds like she was an elite gymnast who overcame quite a bit to become an elite gymnast from the lawsuit. And so, it'll be interesting to see, if her friends, former coaches, what they have to say about her, just her past and who she is. But like I said, the thing I find most fascinating about this is I think like when I read the lawsuit, mm-hmm. I found it to sound credible, and when I read the very strongly worded denial with from Antonio Brown's side, I was like, well, you know, if they're coming out this hard with, you know, specifics like this, to me, if you're Antonio Brown and you're in a situation like this and you feel like you're guilty or there's even some semblance of, you know, truth, don't you try to settle this? That would be my thinking. So that to me strikes me as, you know, that's kind of both sides. Like I can see a scenario where I don't know who to believe at this point. It's so early. But I find them both to have presented credible arguments, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So in terms of, I guess I'm asking you to speculate a little bit on what happens on the football side of it. Do you think he ends up on the exempt list? I mean, how do you sort of see this going from the football side of things?
Well, I think the problem I see until there's a judgment of any kind, because there's no police report, you're essentially going to, if you're Roger Goodell in the NFL, you're going to have to determine who you find more credible. Mm-hmm. If you find Brittany Taylor more credible, then yeah, I think you got to put him on the exempt list. But if you're not sure, I mean, I guess maybe you play it safe given what the NFL has gone through here over the last 5-6 years with these sort of domestic violence and sexual assault cases and the heat, they like better safe than sorry, so to speak. So my guess would be once they speak to Brittany Taylor and she lays this out, lays out her side of things, that they will more than likely, I think there's going to be at least a temporary sidelining of them. I think if you play him and all this ends up being true,
right?
Like, then you really got egg on your face, And so, but if it's, it, to me, it's a better situation if you sit him and then it all plays out and, you, and he's clear. And yes, I guess you've made him miss some games unnecessarily while you're investigating, but that sounds a lot like a lot better PR situation than we let him play and it turned out he did all this stuff and now we're having to, whatever, kick him out of the league or whatever they're doing. Like, to me, it sounds like a much more amenable situation to sit him now, wait till this all plays mm-hmm. out, and then clear him.
Good luck, man, with the reporting on this. I know what you're going through right now. So anyway, appreciate your help on it and coming on. I was going to turn you to Memphis football real quick, but before we let you back at it, that line, you'd already talked about South Alabama and looking at that game and people just kind of marking it as a W and moving on. It might be a little too fast to do that. And they were good in that first week against Nebraska, held them to less than 300 yards. Do you think this line, I think last I looked, Memphis is favored by 19 on the road in that game. You think it's a little too much? A little much?
Yeah, I think it's a little high. I think it's a little high, mm-hmm. though. I mean, this team, they only beat them by, what, like 14 or 15
and only,
at home
only
last
trailed
year.
By seven going – oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about Memphis and them, yeah. But only trailed Nebraska by seven.
And then Nebraska was a 1-4 game going into the fourth quarter on the road.
Yep.
So, yeah, I do think that's it's a big line for this, especially with Patrick Taylor not playing. But – I do think the thing Memphis has going for it is I know that first half against Southern was like kind of was not the greatest showing by that defense,
mm-hmm.
but I really actually do think this defense is pretty legit.
There's
I think
no
they kind of just slept walk through that first half because they were playing an FCS opponent. It was, you know, easy to kind of overlook them after getting that big win over Ole Miss. I don't think they're going to hold opponents to 15 yards and a half like they did in the second half. I think that's closer to who they are than mm-hmm. the first half against Southern. So I think the defense is going to do enough to allow them to win this game. Maybe not. It's not going to be a blowout, but I don't see them sweating it down to the wire either. Like I think in the commercial appeal, I'm predicting like 38-21 or 38-24, something like that. Like it'll be competitive, but I don't think it's something that's going to come down to the wire.
Do you think, Mark, have you heard anything? You know, when Patrick Taylor first got hurt and you hear Norvell come out and talk about it, you figure it's nicks and knacks and all, and maybe they can get him healthy and have him back for Navy, for the Navy game. Give him a little time off. You get the bye after South Alabama makes. But I'm getting more concerned. I don't know about you. You'd mentioned it, how he was on crutches. I'm getting more concerned that it might go longer than that, that maybe you're waiting until November to get him back. What you hearing on Pat Taylor and sort of what's your gut tell you on that injury?
I've heard, I think optimistically, if you're being optimistic,
mm-hmm.
he's back for Navy, you get those 12 days off. I think if you're being realistic,
yes.
and I think from talking to some people behind the scenes, I think this is what they've kind of, what I think they're operating under is that hopefully they get him back for Temple. I think that's really the game. I don't know if he's going to be back for Navy just from talking
like.
To some people yeah. behind the scenes. I think if things really go well, he's back for Navy. But more realistically, I think they're hoping for Temple, that road game against Temple. But, I mean, you heard Mike say it on Monday. I mean,
at least
2-3 weeks. And that's either Navy or Temple, essentially. And so my biggest question, though, is because this is more serious than we thought, like it's mm-hmm. not a major injury.
No, I'm with you.
But it's clearly not a minor injury.
Right.
What percentage is Patrick Taylor when he comes back? Like, is it going to be an 80% Patrick Taylor the rest of the way? Is he going to be completely healthy when he comes back? That, I think, is also an important question in all this. Like how, you know, is this something where, yes, he's healthy enough to play, but is it something he's going to be dealing with that's going to hamper him at times? That's a big question that will only get answered once he returns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, that there's no question. But the good news is, though, that Memphis' schedule is really, really manageable, you know, up until really the end of it.
Yeah.
And they're equipped to deal with it.
Tulane and SMU have looked pretty good. Like, those games are not going to be easy. I think the schedule is looking – because while – I don't think the AAC has a team like UCF was the past couple years this year. That top, you know, that their best team is really, really good. I think the depth of the league is a little better this year than the past couple years. Like SMU looks pretty good, and Tulane looks pretty good, and Temple looks solid. And like, those games I don't think are going to be easy for this team. And then Louisiana Monroe just, you know, maybe should have beaten Florida State on the road. While it's not like juggernauts by any means, their games Memphis can and maybe should win. I do think it's harder than I think we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the season before we saw these first 2 weeks.
And then I want to ask you, where are you on the Tennessee football situation? Have you seen anything from Jeremy Pruitt that you feel like has earned them the benefit of the doubt throughout the rest of the season and maybe a year three? What are you thinking on Tennessee football?
You're ready to drop that hammer, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah, I wrote it in that column earlier this week. I learned a lot, you know, personally from the Tubby Smith situation, in that, you know, if you don't think, like, why wait if you don't think this guy is the guy who's going to save Tennessee football? And I think there is a perfectly rational argument to be made that he should get a year three, mm-hmm. that it's, like, impossible to judge a football coach off of 2 years. But my argument would be, like, let's say he go, like, realistically, the only reason to keep Jeremy Pruitt for a year three is if you think that's the year he gets over the top, is that's the year he's going to get the 9 or 10 wins and really turn this around. Mm-hmm. Whereas to me, I see this playing out. If you keep him for a year three with how things have gone this year, one, you're going to be dealing with, you know, more than likely like a, you know, if we're being optimistic, like 4-8 season this year, maybe. And then they're going to be 1-6 more than likely. And then, let's say he goes 6-6 in year three and, you know, goes to the Liberty Bowl or something like that. Is that really going to be enough for Tennessee fans? Like, is that really what, you know, like, so to me, what I learned from the Tubby Smith thing, you know, I was one of the people who was, you know, like, he should probably, I would give him a year three. That was what I was saying during the Tubby Smith thing. And obviously, I was wrong. And to me, if you already kind of know he's not the right guy, and to me, he's shown, whether it's the fact that these first, you know, essentially the last 5 games he's coached, his team has suffered embarrassing losses. Then you add in the fact that he's not recruiting particularly well. He's got some good recruits, but essentially he's a bottom half of the SEC in recruiting both the past 2 years. And then you add in the fact that, like, PR-wise and as a face of the program, he's absolutely dreadful. I mean, like, you know, you need, especially in moments like this, you need a guy who's going to make the fan base feel better about the crummy situation they're in. And this guy's making everyone feel worse about it. And so, to me, I know it's cost a lot of money, whatever, but I'd rather be getting the right guy in there, and I don't think he's the right guy. And so that's why I would probably cut bait, but I also am not, you know, I'm doing this with, like, you know, I don't have the budget
right
in front of me.
Exactly.
Type of thing.
No, but that's a good point.
I just think it's worth it in the long run to get the right guy. And, like, I've seen enough to determine that maybe Jeremy Pruitt isn't as bad as he looks right now, but he's not the guy who's going to save Tennessee football in my mind. It's going to be someone else.
Yeah.
And so you might as well get someone else in there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think that ultimately ends up being true as well. Mark, appreciate the
Thank
time
you,
as always, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep, he is Mark Giannotto. You can hear him every afternoon from 2 to 4 on Giannotto and Jeffrey. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Sean Taggart's coaching at Collierville, getting into coaching. So we will talk to him about that decision and staying in Memphis and more at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website. Because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats! Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
It's football time in Memphis, and if you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, it sure better be home selling time in Memphis. And just like you may have a favorite team, favorite coach, or favorite players, you may not have a favorite real estate agent. If you don't, think about drafting me, Sheldon Rosengarten, with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I always tell people they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out who will be the best quarterback of their home selling team. Have you heard people say that when you want the job done, call Sheldon? Find out why my award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also find out how to take advantage of our worldwide relocation network. Call or email me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. And go Tigers.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, 1 out of 6 vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
The Fence has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding? Me? And there are 2 new restaurants, too. Budruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rocking good time. or should I say a sham rocking good time? The Vince Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome to lunchtime. Why don't you head on over to the Wing Guru? They'll certainly welcome you there. 5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Road. Going to get a great welcome. Going to get even greater chicken wings from Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, serving up the best wings in town. Party whole, boneless, however you like them. He's got the best gourmet burger in town. Go see for yourself. John Martin, all of it's going to come, if you'd like, with the best premium flavors in the country.
I would love some Wing Guru right about now. My personal favorite is the garlic sriracha. It never fails. Always delicious. But there's also other flavors, in case you are interested. Have you seen that YouTube series, Hot Ones, where, like, the guy just has celebrities across from the table, and they eat wings and just do a regular interview?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
We got to get Billy on there.
Okay. Because
they get, like, 50 million views every – they get, like, the biggest stars on there. We got to get the Wing Guru on that show, because they deserve it, frankly, with those premium flavors, the garlic sriracha, spicy taco, honey suicide. It's the best in Memphis. It's the best in the world.
You know that GQ doing a story on
him. So it's just a matter of time.
GQ food, because he's blowing up, John. He's blowing up because of you, listeners. Y'all listened to us. You went and you found out. It's the best chicken in the world, South Haven. You got yours coming, I'm told, in less than 45 days. Congratulations, Hernando. You're up next after South Haven, then to Dallas, and then conquering the world. Billy Richmond's doing it. When you see him, you tell him Jason and John sent you, please.
Team USA is out. Team USA is out in the World Cup quarterfinals, 89-79, lost to friggin' France.
Should have got Melo.
France, man.
Melo cares.
France. That's tough. That's tough. Rudy Gobert was too much for them.
Well, we didn't get enough from Kimba either.
Yeah. The reality of it is, I mean, we just, you know, we've talked about this before.
We don't care.
Well, we care.
We don't care.
But we knew what the deal was. I can't remember what game it was where I came on here and did a rundown about Team USA, but they lost to somebody that they shouldn't have lost to. And I just said, listen, this is not going to go well for us. We are not – whoever they lost to that snapped their 79-damn-game winning streak. I didn't have a good feeling about this. It's not the Olympics. It's the World Cup. And so you're not going to get the best players in the NBA.
Wasn't yours like an exhibition, though?
So yes, it was an exhibition. Yes, it was an exhibition. But,
so
like, it was still
–
it was ominous. It was still ominous, Jason. I saw somebody make the point – maybe it was Myron Medcalf this morning – that our best players in the United States of America are still better than everybody else by a wide margin. You know, LeBron James and Kevin Durant when he's healthy.
That's going out on a limb there.
But the next sort of category, right, the Kemba Walkers, the Donovan Mitchells, you know, the Jaylen Browns, the Harrison Barnes, that gap is closer than it's ever been.
Well, yeah, that was okay.
You
that's
know,
fair. Yeah.
With the rest of the world.
I was wondering where the rest of course, our top guys go out here and annihilate folks. And,
yeah, like we
and
can't
you'd expect
just...
it. And after you watch the highlights and laughed and saw all the alley-oops, you wouldn't care about that either.
Right.
Like, we've moved on because we've proven that when we put our best out there, right, when we turned it around, changed it from the college, because we were embarrassed, and we changed it from the college format and putting those guys out there, we proved it. And that's the point, John, I've said about what do you do about the future guys. You said when we were having that back and forth, you were talking about, well, they'll still come out for the Olympics, the top guys. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the shine's kind of gone off that too. What the NBA and these top guys have shown you that when they're playing, nobody can come close. But we knew that, you know, you go out there with third and fourth tier guys. I don't know what you call Marcus Smart. I mean, maybe defensively he's a second or third tier guy, but and that's it, because offensively he's a fourth, fifth tier guy. If that, you got those kind of guys out there. You know, the rest of the Boston Celtics, John, you're gonna get losses like this. Somebody's going to come up and bite you. It's Rudy Gobert getting big blocks down the stretch.
Yes.
Congrats to France, right?
Fournier. I guess.
And Frank.
Wait, the hell with France, though, as far as I'm
about
concerned.
What? This is huge for them.
Yeah, but I'm not.
You don't care.
You
got so much pride. You can't give France a little bit of credit for a good win over some Arbar scrub.
That's not what we do in this country. We don't congratulate people when we lose.
My gosh, you have gotten up there.
No,
you look down your nose at folks.
We are not in the business of congratulating people for beating us. That is not what the United States is about.
It's called good sportsmanship, man.
Hell to hell.
I'm trying to teach it to Chris. Uncle John ain't gonna be around. I'm seeing the way you handle him, though. So we gotta limit your time around him. What you're teaching these kids?
We should always want to win.
Shouldn't shake hands always. After the game either.
No, we should always want to win.
Should get text
no matter what
at the get text at the ECS Rec League.
Mm-hmm. Were you wrong?
You a regular platinum blonde Dennis Rodman out here is what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Acting a fool.
I'm sorry. I'm just not proud today that our country lost to France.
I didn't say proud. I said congratulations, France. I didn't realize that was crossing enemy lines. Good gosh, John.
I think that just that's out of bounds, man. That's out of bounds. But we're out fifth place. There's a consolation game against Serbia.
Yeah, we're in the fifth place game. We may not even beat them.
Oh wow.
We've already beat Serbia once, I think.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay against Serbia, dude. If we lose to Serbia, my goodness. Like, who do they have? Is Jokic playing for them?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay, so they got Jokic. Yeah, yo, what about
who will dominate?
Nurkic? Is he Serbian?
I have no idea.
Okay, he might
playing.
Be. He might be. He
is
might
he back?
Be. I don't know. I'm just, like, throwing out guys who I know are Serbian. So, there
well,
aren't many.
It don't sound like you know for sure.
There aren't many. I know Jokic is Serbian for sure. That's the only guy I know without a shadow of a doubt is Serbian. What about the new guy for the Grizzlies? Isn't he a Serbian? Gudurić?
I would imagine he's out there.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, he's definitely he's Serbian. So mm-hmm. we can watch.
I hope Gudurić. He's out there. You need to be among the best.
Yeah, we can watch Gudurić against the USA. That'll be kind of fun if it's on television.
Too much pride that you can't even. I should have known though. Yeah. Look what you're turning into, man.
I don't give congrats, man, for losing.
No participation trophies and no handshakes after the match and congratulations on a good second place finish. None of that for you.
Mm-mm.
All right.
All right, when we come back, lots to come in the rundown. We will do that when we come back. Jason and John, 93 RFM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.